You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Ivan Bebek. Ivan is the Executive Chairman and Director of RN Resources. He has over 18 years of experience in financing foreign negotiations, acquisitions in the mineral exploration industry, and he's done extremely well. He and his team have had a very nice track record, have made their shareholders a considerable amount of money, even in a bad market. Caden Resources was sold for $205 million, and I think everybody else was losing money. That was one of the few stocks in my newsletter that was up that year. Before that, Keegan Resources, now Asanko, Ivan and his team made even more money, did extremely well for their shareholders. And in addition to being a co-founder, he was a co-founder of those companies. He's also a co-founder of RN. Also, Torque Resources is another up-and-coming company that he's a founder of. RN is trading in New York today at around $1. The last I saw it in U.S. money, trades in both in Canada and U.S. under the symbol AUG. 86 million shares outstanding, market cap of around 90 million in U.S. funds. A little more than that, of course, in Canadian money. Thanks for joining me again, Ivan.
Oh, real pleasure to be back, Jay. Lots to talk about. It's been a while.
Yeah, this is the time of the year, I think, especially with respect to your Committee Bay project. You have a couple of flagship properties. You got the Committee Bay project, and then you have the Sombrero project in Peru. I guess I'd like to start out by asking about Committee Bay, because this is the time of the year when you can get some real work done. Committee Bay up in Nunavut, of course, as you said, it's a challenging environment to operate in. You talked about it last year, having a lot of difficulty logistically getting the labs were filled up, and it was tough getting your assays back in a good timely manner. But how are things going this year up there at Committee Bay?
Yeah, so it's our fourth year going up there, and I'll predicate what I'm about to talk about next with a fact that's very interesting. I'm not too sure too many people are aware of, but the last major gold mine that was found in the world that was over 5 million ounces of gold was Amaruq, which was discovered by Agnico Eagle, which happens to be about 200 kilometers southwest of Committee Bay. And so their deposit, I believe, is in the 6 or 7 gram range. It's approaching 6 or 7 million ounces of gold. And really, that's the target that we have in everything we drill up at Committee Bay. And last year we spent about roughly around $30 million. We drilled about 18 different targets, and we came out of Committee Bay with a very good technical discovery called IVIC. It was about 12 meters of 4.5 grams per ton gold, of which 3 meters were 18 grams per ton. And, you know, going back, and each year we go up, as you've explained, it's not an easy place. It takes a tremendous amount of fortitude, but we did a lot of learning. And coming up here for the fourth year, I like to say that, you know, we all like to say we think this is going to be the year, but the first time we've ever used a core rig, you know, to follow up on some of the RAB drilling we did last year, which, you know, RAB chips, which we drilled last year, like gravel, you know, it's hard to kind of see which way the structures are going or you know, how much fluids are going through the rocks. And using the core rig this year around IVIC, you know, has been a tremendous enlightenment towards, you know, seeing if you're drilling the right potential rock or not. And I'd say that we are, you know, we couldn't be more excited about the progress with the core rig. We're very encouraged that we're in a good environment. There's a lot of gold, you know, shedding off the surface where we're drilling. There was gold in the IVIC hole. So, you know, I think the risk is a bit lower. I also think there's been some major breakthroughs, or there has certainly, by our technical team. And what they're seeing is, they went back and restudied the 18 targets they drilled last year. And, you know, we kind of came out with this concept at the beginning of the summer that, you know, the resolution of the sampling on surface, the more tighter, dense sampling we did, the more clear the picture got of where we should have been. There's been a few leaps and bounds of revelations from us since we started this program this summer. The core rig has certainly been a major factor. And so, you know, fingers crossed. But, Jay, this is our most productive year in terms of technical breakthroughs. And, you know, we think we have one of the best shots we possibly could have onto getting onto something substantial. And, you know, having the core rig out there is the main reason why I can say that with a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of investors, unless they're really focused on this sector and the exploration sector, don't really understand the amount of science that goes into these discoveries these days. And so obviously, with a limited amount of time to work at Committee Bay, at least while you're exploring, you know, it takes a little longer. But obviously, you have a tremendous technical team with you, Ivan, and I have the fullest of confidence that you'll nail this thing eventually. What are your objectives this year for Committee Bay, essentially?
So what we'd like to see and what we've done with our drill program is obviously we followed up on the discovery hole. I think we're going to drill about 20 holes around it, you know, within a 500 to 700 meter long stretch. And mm-hmm. if those holes come back and if the system is there, I think that it'll be a lot more than a singular hit. And we'll have a very productive result that the whole market will understand, not just the geologists, right? We've also mm-hmm. stepped away from IVIC with the RAB rig. We did drill our Kalulik target, and we're drilling something called Castle Pebble, as well as Arluk. And we're following up with the RAB rig there because these are areas that we were close to it, but we hadn't hit the main source last year. We weren't quite on it. And I'll say, you know, as far as that goes, Jay, the $40 million we spent and the 3 years of studying Committee Bay has come to a much more elevated understanding of what's happening up there. And hopefully we see it on at least one or two more targets besides IVIC. But if IVIC delivers on the core holes that we're drilling, then it'll be enough to say we're off to the races convincingly for all of our shareholders and everybody who's watching this program. And one last thing I'll say, and this is very important for everyone to understand, you know, having two successes under our belts with the discovery of Keegan's 5 million ounce deposit and with Kaden, you know, one thing I will say is that the size of what we're going after is astronomically bigger than anything we've chased before. And if you're going to find something that big, you're going to have to pay your dividends in terms of learning and speculating, and it's not going to come easy, or else everybody would be doing it, and there'd be all holes in the belt all the way with mines, right? So I think we've gone as far as we can go. You know, we'll see how this year turns out, and I think we have a tremendous shot. So, yes, we're not drilling. We're drilling a third of what we drilled last year in meterage, but the focus of where we're drilling and the knowledge we have behind these holes, it's something that if you're a new investor, you're coming in after a lot of heavy lifting that's been done in terms of learning. Or if you're an existing investor that's frustrated with the weak gold market, you have your best shot that you've had as a shareholder in the company. And very excited. So I think, you know, for me, I'm expecting some kind of a big result out of Committee Bay this fall. We do expect assays to start coming out to the market in September. The way we've done our assay program this year, instead of sending individual holes one at a time out of Committee Bay for the efficiency of cost, we've decided to send them in batches. So just it's laborsome to go hole by hole to fly them out to Whitehorse and prepare them and send them to the assay lab. So we're going to do batches of about 10 to 15 holes at a time. And the first announcement would be sometime after Labor Day, so probably between now and mid-September. And we'll see how that goes. But, you know, news is around the corner. We can't wait to get the assays, you know, based on what we've learned to date. And we've got a tremendous shot. And so we're excited.
Absolutely. Well, that's your one of two flagship properties. You have a whole portfolio of projects, but there's two in particular that you really focus on. You just gave us a summary of Committee Bay. What about Sombrero down in Peru? That's a copper, gold, skarn, porphyry target. What's going on down there?
So this project is a spectacular project, and it's a lot easier than Committee Bay because a lot of the rocks are outcropping. Unlike Committee Bay, a lot of them are undercover, right? And so we've trenched some remarkable trenches. We did it. They were very good widths, fairly mediocre grade in terms of the average world grade of copper and plus gold, so that brings it up. But importantly, these were trenches that were done way away from the target. We're talking 500 to 1,000 meters away from the target. Having a closer look at those rocks, the trenches occurred in the weathered rock. And so what we're learning is that the fresh rock would likely have a dramatically higher grade of copper and gold in it. So for us, you know, pre-drilling, you know, not only is what we've seen so far spectacular. I mean, you're seeing gold grades up to 195 grams per ton, copper grades up to 17% copper. We have a canyon that's cut by a river that's about 3 kilometers north of where we've done the bulk of our work, and we get a chance to see 400 meters down what's happening in the rocks. And if you look at our press releases in the summer or the one we've had so far, and there's more coming here in the near term, you're going to see that the mineralization goes all the way down at depth. And so when you have copper and gold all over the surface, you have a cliff that gives you, and there's actually added some historical miners in the cliff, it gives you the third dimension, which is depth. You start to get very excited that you're onto a big system. The project's located 200 kilometers west of Las Bambas. Las Bambas was bought for $7.3 billion the same year that Kaden was bought. Yes, was it a mature stage, more of a deposit that became a mine? But it was a copper moly deposit. And as you move 200 kilometers west to our Sombrero project, you're seeing copper gold. And obviously gold is worth a lot more than molybdenum. But same rocks, scale of system is very comparable from what we can see. And then we staked another 80,000 hectares south of us, which we carefully and proprietarily screened while we were getting on to Sombrero North. We call this Sombrero South. And, you know, we think we've acquired an entire belt that could replicate, or not replicate specifically, but it could come up with some major deposits such as Las Bambas, Chintaya, Anticapay, some of Peru's largest famous porphyries and skarn deposits. And we're seeing a lot of gold and copper in the drainages off the ground that we have acquired. And so we look very forward to putting together a comparable major copper gold district, much like Committee Bay up north, but in an area where you have surface access and you have surface exposure in more places, so lower risk. But these two flagship projects, Jay, these are the kind of things that will shape your career if you're right. They will make a world impact in terms of how big they are if they do come together. And I'll make another comment. This is an important one. A year before we sold Kaden, our share price was 67 cents per share. From a $2 share price that it traded at a year before that. The market was horrible. It was the toughest market we've been in, and things couldn't have been better with Kaden. And a year later, we sold it for $3.48 per share to Agnico Eagle. And if you held your Agnico Eagle shares, they doubled after that, so you got $7 per share. Ironically, at the peak technical understanding and level of confidence that a transaction might occur, we were at our lowest share price with Kaden. This is eerily familiar to where Orin is right now. We have peak understanding on Committee Bay. We have a dramatically new, and you'll see it soon in press releases, understanding of what's going on at Sombrero. The scale is way bigger than anything we've ever done before, and I think it'll be globally significant because I don't hear of anyone else finding these major deposits, and I think that this is the kind of things that could make the returns that everybody would dream for in the natural resource marketplace, right? But our share price is trading at 2.5-3 year low. And so,
I know.
You know, we're patient. We're patient. We're not happy about it, but there's not much we can do. And listening to the gold commentaries, you know, I'd have to say as a gold bull, fine, but unbiasedly or biasedly, I believe there's going to be a tremendous reversal in the gold price. I think you're seeing, you know, record no interest in the gold place, record shorts and so on and whatnot. It's the lowest level of interest in the gold place we've seen in a long time. And historically, that's been the pivotal turns where we've seen some major reverses. But not too worried about the gold price, more worried about if we have the world's next major gold mine or gold and copper deposit down in Peru. And I'd say that our confidence level has never been higher and our share price has never been lower, unfortunately.
Well, you certainly have a shot. We're running out of time here, Ivan, but let me just ask you, not your biggest target, but perhaps your most advanced project is the Homestake Ridge project. What are you planning to do with that this year? We just only have a couple of minutes left, and then I'd like you to tell us what investors should really be looking forward to in summing up.
So Homestake Ridge, we're about to start drilling it. We announced the financing about 2 weeks ago for $4.6 million. Heavy demand. We've increased that financing to $7.2 million, which covers Homestake Ridge drilling. We're going to drill about 3,000 meters. You'll see an announcement to that starting here in the next few days once the drill start turning. Committee Bay, Gibson McCoy work is all financed by that financing. So our general working capital gives us about a year of G&A, and we're just waiting to get drill permits in Peru. What shareholders should look forward to, I'd say that I'd start with Committee Bay results in September. There may be an asset sale or two out of the company if the right price is reached on some of the smaller assets, but advanced assets that we have. But ultimately, you're going to get a Committee Bay, Homestrake Ridge drill results. You might see an asset sale or two into the fall. And then the most exciting drill program I think Peru's seen in a long time was Sombrero Drilling, which likely gets permitted and ready to drill the end of this year or January, February of next year. So I'd say we have about four or five press releases coming ahead here in the next 30 days. And some of them include a lot more results out of Peru and most excitingly, the drill results out of Committee Bay that will come out by mid-September. But a very exciting time for us as we head into hopefully a much better fall gold market.
No doubt about it. I just should mention to our listeners that I think it's close to 50% of your stock is owned between management and a couple of institutions, the biggest institution being Goldcorp. Are they participating in your upcoming financing, the one that you just recently announced?
We've increased the financing to 7.2, and I think once that financing completes, which should be on Friday or Monday of next week, then the answer will be public for everybody. But you know, I think we're doing great things, and I would have every reason to believe that they might potentially participate. So, I think things have gone well. I think the work that we're doing by the technical team we're doing and the scope of what we might find is consistently been, you know, above par, and I think that's working well. I can't speak for them until it's out, but I think shareholders will see in the next few days how that worked out for us.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much, Ivan. It is a very exciting story, even though the market doesn't seem to care much right now. That's the best time to make money, is to buy them when no one else wants them, or to buy quality projects, quality companies, and certainly based on Ivan's and his team's track record, this is one you don't want to ignore. Thanks so much for being with us, Ivan, and we'll look to do it again sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks very much. Right. I really appreciate it.
All right, folks, well, we do have to take a break now. Don't go away. Alistair McLeod will be with us. We're going to have some very interesting things to talk about. How do you value gold in a market, in a world that's awash in dollars? Don't go away. We'll be right back with Alistair McLeod.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdies Reward Project. In addition, Novo has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.